Inside Chicago Government. ChiGov.com.
Part of what we are trying to decide, as well, besides these discrete projects, is indebtedness. Because for sure, TIF money is paying down the banks. And the TIF Illumination Project discovered almost $98 million in fees that were paid to the banks last year. Amalgamated Bank and the Wells Fargo Bank, the two banks that have been paid from our TIF accounts. We can only assume that it's paying down notes that those TIF districts entered into. So now we're into a whole, I guess it's a legal question of who can put us into debt. I mean, the city of Chicago, when it takes out a bond, I mean, it's a big public process. And it's an understood process, and you're going to a bond market. This is not that. This is dealing with banks on a deal-by-deal basis. And we know Chicago has made terrible decisions, have they not, with banks lately. So the teachers union is up in arms, as are other defenders of public education, over the toxic debt swap that the Board of Education has entered into, and we seemingly can't get out of them. So when I brought it up in the meeting, she said, well, yes, Mayor Daley, this is, by the way, the only time someone from the Obama administration ever mentioned the word Daley in my hearing. Yeah, she said the prior administration entered into these bonds for the Chicago Futures Project, this project that built schools using TIF money. So there's two series of bonds, one in 2007 and one in 2010. Now, again, she's not being very helpful here. She's saying you'd have to go back to the 2007 annual reports, which I have, and open them up to see which TIFs are indebted, and I can do that. So there are some number of TIFs that were tapped in 2007 to go into debt to build schools, and they spent about $840 million in school construction. So now we have a bond, the books we're paying down, presumably. I mean, that's part of why we paid almost $100 million to two banks in 1 year. Well, how much money have we given these people? She doesn't know. That's another department. So we're back kind of like, okay, so it's on me to go into these annual reports, and when you see the verbiage that describes the bonding and the terms, I can't read that. I'd need a financial specialist to read the words and understand what is the nature of the deal. How much did we borrow and at what terms? And how far along are we? Can we walk away from these deals? Can we renegotiate? Now we get some new information from Alex. She said the bonds typically have a 10-year lockout. That's a term I never heard before. But apparently, if I understand it correctly, it means the bonds that were entered into in 2007 cannot be renegotiated until 2017. We're stuck, whatever the deal was. And I don't know. They could have been fantastic deals. I doubt it. It does enter into a whole other conversation about our indebtedness and the terms of these deals.